Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I look into the
quickly take a look at some of the other news here happening before we go back to your phone calls. Congressional Republicans file lawsuit against CDC to end mask mandate for air travel. You can thank Rand Paul for that. It did win in the Senate. I believe it won in the Senate. I'm not sure that it's officially been passed yet. I forget the exact numbers, but there's finally a push from our government to stop this insanity of the masks on the airplanes, including from Ted Cruz. In fact, we've got a clip from Ted Cruz on that right now for you in clip 10.
By the way, according to the virtue signal, if one mask is good, two is better. And even better than that is three. Well, you know what? If you want to wear three masks, from now until the end of time, you can. Nobody's stopping you. You have every freedom to mask up as long as you want. But stop using arbitrary government power to force the American people to play in COVID theater.
Now, Mitt Romney was one of the only Republicans to vote against ending the mask mandate. The Senate backed Rand Paul's efforts to scrap mask mandates on public transport by voting Tuesday 57-40 in favor of ending the restrictions on planes and trains. The only Republican to vote against it was Mitt Romney. What a sad sack he is. So, that's in response to the White House expanding the public transit mask mandate, the federal mask mandate, until April 18th. They're never going to stop with the mask insanity. And it's just ridiculous considering you just had this State of the Union with all the Democrats and nobody wearing masks. And you have Biden, who's apparently COVID positive, walking around the White House not wearing a mask. And again, I don't care. I don't care if the whole crew has COVID and comes into work and I sit in a room with them or go have dinner with them or we work together. Doesn't bother me a bit. I don't live in fear. I don't care. I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm over it. But Biden, apparently, who doesn't even know who he is, refers to himself as the husband of Jill Biden, not even realizing that that's him. Apparently, he's walking around with COVID, not wearing a mask, and it's no big deal. Okay? But though the mask mandate for you still stands, it's like Obama tests positive for COVID and says, I've been vaccinated, and I have COVID, and that shows you that the vaccine works. He says, I have COVID. I mean, it's such a joke. He goes, I have COVID, and I'm feeling great, just a little scratchy throat. The vaccine works. And it's like, oh, you mean, what about all the people that tested positive for COVID, which may have been a false positive, tested positive for COVID, and didn't have any symptoms? You know, and that's why I think, you know, these professional sports leagues are obviously dropping a lot of their COVID nonsense because they realize how ridiculous it is, but you have a lot of these athletes now, like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, who I don't really watch much sports anymore, let alone the NBA, like never. But I'll cheer for Kevin Durant. I'll cheer for Kyrie Irving. I'll cheer for Brad Beal. I'll cheer for Jonathan Isaac for standing against medical tyranny. Absolutely. For calling out the madness of it all. I mean, hell, even LeBron James has done that. See, and so the athletes now realize how dumb it all is, and they're starting to look into it and ask questions. And I think that that trend is only going to continue as time goes on here. Fauci is in fear, folks. Fauci is, he's not having a good time right now. He says he's afraid that if Republicans win back the House and have a congressional advantage over Democrats, there's going to be Benghazi-type hearings against him. Yeah, that's right, Fauci. Hillary Clinton bragged about how they murdered Gaddafi. Hillary Clinton and others were involved in the cover-up and the death of the Americans in Benghazi. and you have been responsible for the cover-up of the deaths from the vaccines and the deaths from the virus that you created. So, yeah, there's going to be hearings on you.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it, and I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight. Stage set now.
We're now into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Glad to be here with you. Everything we do here is brought to you by you, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're very excited, trust me, to have Fizzy Magnesium back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, a popular drink mix here for the crew. A lot of people are deficient in magnesium. It's very important for your health for so many different reasons. So we came up with Fizzy Magnesium drink mix, orange flavor. And aside from how healthy it is for you, the taste is great. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And 25% off, but it doesn't stop there. We also have vitamin D3 with calcium back in stock, the gummies. These two items were introduced to InfoWars Store maybe a year or so ago, and every time we get them back in stock, they sell out almost immediately. So we're glad to have them back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies are also 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is great for children. You want to get your children a vitamin D3 supplement that is good for them and healthy, that they'll like. This is perfect. It's a lemon-flavored gummy. They're going to love it. Honestly, they're probably going to try to eat the whole bottle. But it's not just for kids. I would just say, hey, you want to get your kids a good supplement that they can take every day to keep them healthy? Vitamin D3 gummies from InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people deficient in vitamin D. You know, we have globalists trying to block out the sun. That's how evil they are. So you got to get your vitamin D some way. Why not get vitamin D3 with calcium from InfoWarsStore.com? The kids love these gummies. Quite frankly, I'm kind of a sucker for gummies myself, and so I'm afraid to even open this and eat one right now because I might try to eat the whole bottle too. Both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We're still taking your phone calls in response to the situation in Ukraine and Biden shelling out more money, more weapons, the media saying Russia is losing, but all signs say the opposite. Zelensky's address this morning and Biden's 10-minute press address afterwards, all of that, and we've got still loaded lines here. We go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's up, man? Big fan.
Howdy, thank you.
Hey, okay, so I was listening to the Trump podcast where he did with those young guys.
Full Send, I believe?
Yeah. Actually, I was a little concerned about it because he was talking about how, Russians were doing genocide and, thousands and thousands of civilians were being killed by the Russians. It was just like he had a chance to kind of calm tensions, and a lot of people listened to him because there's no real voice other than maybe, Tucker in the mainstream, who's just kind of, having a clear mind. But it just seemed like Trump was just trying to score political points, and it's just really frustrating because, I don't care who's in office, at this point, I just want, the truth to be told,
Yeah, I hear you, and I'm sure that, quote-unquote intel agencies or individuals in the intelligence agencies are feeding Trump this information, and maybe it's good information, maybe it's not. He's probably just repeating what he's told. But he also said on I believe it was that podcast, it could have been a different interview, but he also said how he had a good relationship with Putin and that he liked Putin, and he was confused that at his recent activities, and he thought that maybe something had changed in Putin. I don't think it's that. I think it's our leadership changed, and Putin just saw strategically it's time to further go into Ukraine. But what's really disgusting is Trump going on Hannity last week, and Hannity trying to set Trump up, that is, making him call Vladimir Putin a war criminal, making him say all these, I mean, just pressing him, saying, yeah, but Putin's bad, Putin's a war criminal, Putin's a murderer, Putin's committing, just forcing Trump to say that, and Trump still remained neutral, despite the pressure from neocon hack Sean Hannity. I wonder what investments he has in defense contractors or weapons manufacturers contractors to support every war that someone else will die in. He's not going to send his kids. But, I think Trump kind of likes to remain a little unpredictable and kind of unhinged as well. I think that's kind of a geopolitical persona that he likes to have. He looks at that as a strength. But I understand your concerns, seeing Trump kind of jump on the Russia-phobia bandwagon that the media loves to abuse. All right, Steve, thank you for the call. Let's go to Patrick in Massachusetts. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to kind of touch real quick just on the history. Just in general, people don't understand. I mean, obviously, you had Sean Stone on yesterday, I believe, and those three films he made with his father, the Putin interviews, Ukraine on Fire, Revealing Ukraine, kind of go into it. But, I mean, all this is business as usual. When you look at the Biden family after the installation of Petro Poroshenko and the corrupt energy deals that were done to essentially rob the entire Ukrainian people, I mean, we're just getting back to business is what it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, it's really interesting, too, because, you know, there was this speculation about some sort of high quality propaganda video. I don't know if you remember this. I think it was the beginning of February. The New York Times put it out. You know, they said Russia was going to, you know, fake attacks or something like that to give them the justification for war, the pretext for war. But then when you actually look at the fake video, it seems to all be pro-Ukrainian. That's the fake video we're seeing. You know, this whole situation is just a mess. I really wish people would just look at the history because it's all quite clear and it's not even that long ago. In fact, you can Google most of it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so insane about all of this. Like, I'm not going to go back and recover it all, but it's like we found stories from 2005 and up to 2014, multiple stories, mainstream news stories, all talking about Barack Obama being involved in bio labs in Ukraine and transferring biological material to a lab in Wuhan, China. It was all public information. It was all official government documents. It was all well covered at the time. And now that it's all backfiring on them, and it's once again Western politicians are the bad guys, the media just acts like it doesn't exist, it never happened, and then they can't even get their story straight between Newland and Psaki and the media and everybody. Oh, the labs don't exist. Well, they do exist. Well, they don't exist. Well, they're just health labs. I mean, again, that's what I'm saying. It's like, whatever you think, I'm done being lied to, man. I'm done being lied to. I'm not going to hop myself into an alligator pit because a bunch of liars that have lied to me about everything else say, hey, go hop into that alligator pit. No, thank you.
Right, and these people that continue to lie, I mean, it's one of two things. They either don't know what's going on themselves and are, in fact, incompetent, or they just treat us like we're idiots so we can't handle the information. The sad fact is that, you know, the end result of this is our reputation on the world stage is tainted forever now, because I do believe this truth is going to come out. You know, I believe the Chechens are involved because we decided to spray unknown substances over their fields in 2017. You know, it's all there for people to find.
And it's so funny because you have the media coming out saying, oh, look, Putin is using Chechen terrorists as a military operation. He's got thousands of these Chechen soldiers going into Ukraine. Oh, the same Chechen soldiers that were trained and armed by the CIA. It's like, again, they expect us not to remember this stuff. Apparently like 40,000 Syrian troops too. But it's like, oh, Barack Obama says, we're going to arm moderate rebels in Syria. This is what he calls ISIL at the time. It's the same terrorist proxy groups that the CIA has been running for years. And now I guess they're deciding they're going to fight with Russia or Putin. And now the West says, oh, it's bad. They're terrorists. They're the bad guy. The very people they've been arming and training for decades. It's just Saddam Hussein all over again. I mean, we gave Saddam Hussein weapons, we gave Saddam Hussein funding, and then on the flick of a switch, we decided he's the bad guy, we're going to war with him now. And by the way, this should be mainstream news, and I'll mention it when we come back. You realize that they're trying a terrorist on 9/11 saying that this other individual was the plotter? So now they're just saying bin Laden didn't even do it. And they don't even tell us. It's just, oh, this was the guy that did it, not bin Laden.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Yes, this is the official anthem of the modern-day liberal progressive. But I don't know a damn thing. Oh, man. All right. Let me just mention this story I went to the break with real quick, and we'll go back to your phone calls. It's amazing how this isn't a bigger story. It's just, we just don't even care. That's the problem with Americans. We're so fat and happy and lazy and stupid that we just don't even care when the government lies to us. Okay. Osama bin Laden did 9/11 is what we were told. I don't know how many people still believe that, especially with all the latest lies we've seen from our media. That now America's paying attention really since Trump. But okay, Osama bin Laden did 9/11, and we went to war over it, and we spent billions of dollars overseas, and it was a war on Islamic terrorism and all this other stuff. Well, today, and then I'm quoting from justthenews.com, John Solomon's site, but you can find the story anywhere. Government prosecutors for 9/11 attacks are in plea talks that could avert death penalty for the accused. Tell me if you hear anything here that is a little odd. Prosecutors have begun talks with the attorneys for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man accused of plotting September 11, 2001 attacks, and his four co-defendants to negotiate a plea deal that would eliminate the possibility of execution. What? The man accused of plotting September 11th? So silently, our government is saying it wasn't Osama bin Laden? We're now saying it was Khalid Mohammed? What is going on here? Did Osama bin Laden ever have anything to do with 9/11? Was it Saudi Arabia? Was it our own politicians? Was it all of them? What the hell is going on? I'm just asking legitimately reasonable questions here. Federal prosecutors are now going off the man accused of plotting September 11th, and his name is not Osama bin Laden, it's Khalid Mohammed. I mean, what is going on here? Well, let me just put it simply for you. You were lied to about 9/11, and you should be pissed off about it. Now, let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got McQueen called in from Georgia. McQueen, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, really quick, I just want to touch on a couple things. I'm a flatbed hauler, so I go down from like the Chicago market to the Atlanta market almost every week. A couple weeks ago, the rate from Atlanta back up to Chicago, anywhere from 21 to 28, if you're lucky.
And are you talking about when you say rate, are you talking about when you have to stop at weigh stations?
No, the rate, as in like the rate of pay that they give us for the load.
Oh, your pay rate. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we negotiate with the brokers who have the customer, and they say, hey, we'll give you this much to haul the load. So we say, yeah, no. And typically it's around 25, 26, maybe 28 if you're lucky. Last week I got paid 45 for lumber. And this week it's 48. And also, going from the Chicago market out to like Idaho, that used to pay about $4,300 last year. Now it's paying $8,000. and those are real rates that I get. And so it's just a call saying, hey, you know, rates are going up a lot. So it's, we already know inflation's coming, but it's you know, it's really coming. But and the other thing was the whole CIA thing about, you know, Yahoo said, oh, the CIA's been training this and that, whatever. I think that's just it was a failed attempt to boost morale, trying to make us feel like special or something.
Oh yeah, like oh, we're so great. We've been training neo Nazis in Ukraine. Ha ha! Look at how great we are. Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, you think about it. They're only going to see, oh, we've been over there. The CIA, great. You know, so it makes us feel like, oh, we're untouchable. We're great. We've been there a long time. You know, but when in reality, we're being lied to anyway. And so it's a whole bunch of crock of crap.
Yeah, you do have to wonder why they decide to make this a mainstream news story all of a sudden when we've known it's been going on for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Yahoo exclusive, like, oh, nobody knew. It was a big secret. Yeah, okay.
They probably watch you guys and then just come out with it a month later and say, oh, it's an exclusive, you know, because they think nobody watches you. But that's the rude awakening. I'm a trucker, and I go to, like, Love's Truck Stops, TA, all the. I am telling you, in the last 3 weeks, I've seen nothing but FJB, Trump stickers. I've seen InfoWars stickers in the bathrooms, like in the stall. They hide them up in, like, the toilet paper thing so you can only see it. If you're cleaning, you ain't going to see it. But if you're sitting there using it, you're going to see it. It's just crazy, man. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just it's like a small four-leaf clover in the middle of an acre land of good news. But, yeah.
McQueen, thank you so much for the call. And I was saying the same thing yesterday. Every time I go to fill up my gas tank now, there is the I did that FJB sticker on the pump. I mean, every time. Or you can see that the sticker's been ripped off. Literally, I mean, it's got to be 80, 90% of pumps in Austin, Texas are either hit with the sticker and it's on there or it's been hit and scratched off. 81 million votes, though. Let's go to Presley in North Carolina. Presley, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I feel like we were all kind of born into Plato's cave, and we're just trying to fight our way out into the sunlight at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, what's Russia thinking cutting off the fertilizer and grain supply to America when we're, like, the number one exporter of pornography? Like, they're really going to mess with the male physiology. We're not going to be able to produce as much of that stuff, you know?
Well, the irony of all of these... look, I'm not sitting here telling you that if you eat fast food, you're a bad person. But the irony of all these fast food restaurants that are horrible food for you, addictive food, pulling out of Russia, the Cokes and everything pulling out of Russia. I keep seeing mixed reports about pornography being pulled or banned out of Russia. It's like all the toxic, bad stuff that we consume here in America is getting pulled out of Russia. Like, you think that's a bad thing? Like, I wish they would leave us.
It's that lucky. Gosh, it would be wonderful if we could get that luck.
Yeah, it's like Russians are about to be more healthy mentally and physically than ever before, not looking at all the porn and eating all the junk food. While all of our country's turning gay.
Well, I'm not going to be gay because I love me some Patriot Crack and all the supplements, man. And I'm just going to tell everybody out there, if you buy the supplements that you like in bulk, like the 5 and 10 packs, then it usually lasts till y'all get it back in stock. I'm just, you know, that's my personal experience. And I took that silver round I got from y'all, cleaned it real good because of the 0.99% silver in it. And I put that in my Alexa Pure Water filter. And I get me a little bit of colloidal silver going on with my purified water, man.
Oh, boy. Watch out. The New York Attorney General might come try to shut you down. You're not allowed to talk about colloidal silver here. They come shut that down. Thank you so much for the call. More calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence, get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. The Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I want to mention here that there is a trucker convoy in D.C., and apparently today they are being discriminated against by the D.C. police. When they see a truck or a car with an American flag, they're pulling them over and harassing them, which I'm sad to say this. I'm not trying to be cold here, but it's probably the best thing that's happened to that convoy that's getting no press coverage and really has barely even made a ripple. I'm not trying to be rude or slight those individuals. I say Godspeed, keep the trucker convoy going. We love you, Americans. You're freedom-loving Americans fighting for us. But apparently today the cops and the government are getting really active in trying to shut it down.
So it might finally be making some headlines today. You might finally start to see some video clips of this today. And we'll see if this hardens the resolve of that convoy that is still occupying D.C. in some way, shape, or form. The problem is nobody goes in D.C. anymore. D.C. is a dead town. So I get the idea, hey, let's go to D.C., the nation's capital, where the biggest American criminals hang out. But D.C.'s dead, folks. The Democrats have killed Washington, D.C. Nobody goes out to eat. The streets are always empty. There's violent crime every night. D.C. has been killed by the Democrats. And it was amazing because D.C. was once a really bad area. And then it kind of had a bit of a revival and once again had a nightlife and a daily life. And it was busy and it was an attraction. And it was kind of starting to boom again. And then the Democrats got back into power with all their COVID crap. And D.C. is just dead again. So I'm not sure if it'll ever come back anymore, the disgusting district of criminals. But the trucker convoy is still there and apparently now being harassed by law enforcement. Just more political persecution, just more political bigotry from the D.C. police. You hate to see it. We go back to the phone lines now. Mike calling in from Missouri. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. First, I want to say about the sanctions that Putin put on Biden. I mean, on one hand, I think it kind of was a bad press, you know, look, because it just encouraged all these, you know, NPCs in America to be like, you know, to just forward the Ukraine movement, you know, look at Putin. He's being, he's being a dictator. He's a jerk, you know, because nobody looks at what we do in America. They just look at what other people do to us. So at first I'm like, man, that's kind of an odd play to say you can't come into our country. But then I heard that Ukraine isn't really a country. It's still part of Russia. So I wonder if that's like he's going to freeze their assets that they do have in Ukraine. You know, I don't know much about the rules on that. And then it makes me wonder, like, how much Taiwan is going to get if they get invaded. Are we going to shell out $35 billion to Taiwan to boost their military or whatever?
It's going to be an interesting juxtaposition if and when that goes down in Taiwan. And, that's going to be an interesting juxtaposition with what's been happening in Ukraine and everything.
And as a Gen X kid, like, I grew up in the Cold War. So I'm war never really, you know, surprises me or makes me feel kind of cautious. Because, like, for example, Putin just threatened anyone who interfered. Right, he said there's going to be consequences, and then Biden gets on TV and does it. You know, so it's always like this. It's just a bunch of people. It's like they say, they're old men talking and young men dying, because that's all they do. They just shell money all over the place, and there's never really, you never know what's going on, because there's all these news people putting out. Everybody's got to be the first person to say something about it, and that's all that news is. It's new.
And now you combine that with this new aspect of virtue signaling as hard as you can, and so that creates a bias. That taints the representation in the media as well. Oh, I'm going to virtue signal so hard for Ukraine, I don't even care if it's inaccurate. Oh, the ghost of Kiev. Oh, Snake Island. Oh, the Russian killing the journalist. Oh, and it's just, it's all inaccurate, but they're virtue signaling so hard, like that's reporting now is just virtue signaling.
Yeah, and like when this COVID thing hit, you know, everybody was getting laid off. And I was like, well, on my job, I was getting more overtime. You know, I'm just getting pounded with it. They weren't putting masks on us. They weren't vaccinating. They weren't doing anything because we had to keep working.
And what part of Missouri are you in?
I'm in the Kansas City area.
Okay, so you're in the western area.
Yeah, and I kept thinking, like, this can't be real. Like, how could this possibly be real? Because all these people on TV are freaking out, and I'm over here like, I just worked 14 hours, and now I got to go in on my day off. You know, and I'm like, this isn't real. This is all a TV. Because, like I said, when we grew up, TV kind of switched over. We were the first kids to have that. I don't know if you remember that box where you could slide the channels up and down. You had like 80 channels on that little brown box. We can just sit there. We grew up with that. You can surf the news and watch 60 different programs, and they all saying the same thing in a different way, and everything. It's like it takes almost a week before you find out the real story. You know, like you were just saying about the Osama bin Laden. It's like it always takes them forever to come out with some of the CIA story, because they just BS you all the way through and repeat it.
No. That's been my biggest. You know, that's why I came on air saying this today. This shouldn't even be a controversial stance. This shouldn't be something Americans have to debate or sort out. We have been lied to about so much. I mean, even beyond, obviously, the Ukraine situation. But it's like we've just been lied to so much about the situation in Ukraine now. Why would we invest anything over there? Why would we get involved at all? Why should we continue to throw all this emotion or money or weapons or all this other stuff at the Ukraine situation when everything we've been told about it is a lie? I mean, that's just, I mean, it's low IQ, zero intellect. It's completely idiotic, moronic behavior is what it is. But that's what we deal with in this country. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Steve in Wisconsin. Steve, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. So I have to be honest. I think this is what we really need and or want. We really want the Demoncrats, and I call them Demoncrats, to decloak, just like Klingons from Star Trek. It's what we need them to do. And then the emblem of Ukrainian ground forces, it was on Zelensky's T-shirt. I just don't want to jump to conclusions that there's Nazis hiding all over the place. Yes, Ukraine has a history of Nazism. Yes, it was a bastion of it. Yes, after World War II, that's where all the Nazis went and hid, however come an ex paragraph.
Yeah, well, hold on now. That's the Nazis that the U.S. government didn't hire to run all of our programs, you mean?
100%. But I don't want to jump to that conclusion. And Ukraine already has its own problems. I'm a political atheist with all this stuff. Right now you have Ukrainian men flooding into the Polish border. The Ukrainian and Polish border guards are pushing them back because on books, we've been pouring money into Ukraine since 2015 with training and equipment, and we're getting nothing out of it. So it's a money pit. I think we need to completely step out.
Bingo.
Federal debt. September 2020, it ended at 26.9 trillion, up 4.2 trillion from 2019.
No. Steve Biden said he's reducing the debt and reducing the deficit. It's Biden. He never lies.
Of course, but these are all numbers that people need to know. Right now, we're sitting at $30.29 trillion, and that's on U.S. government websites.
Good God.
.com. And all the 9/11 plotters, including Tim, the CIA asset everyone calls bin Laden, they're all going to get Epstein. They're all going to get killed and then hidden somewhere. Yeah. And when I say killed, thanks. But when I say killed, I mean put into witness protection.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for the call. Just amazing stuff. A lot of great callers today. I want to thank all the great callers. When we come back, though, I'm going to cover the rest of this news on my desk ahead of Kate Daly taking over the fourth hour. It's the Alex Jones Show, and it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps this transmission on the air.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Sanctions were imposed today by Russia against yourself, President Biden, and other top U.S. officials. Do you have a response to that? And how will it impact any of you, if at all?
Sure. I would first note that President Biden is a junior, so they may have sanctioned his dad. May he rest in peace. The second piece I would say is that, that none of us are planning tourist trips to Russia. None of us have
really?
Bank accounts that we won't be able to access. So
really?
We will forge ahead.
Thank you.
Oh. It's all a big joke. Biden sanctioned me. Ha ha he ho ha. It's just funny. Nobody here is going to Russia anytime soon. Are you going to Ukraine? You going to be going to Ukraine, though?
No, you're not going to Ukraine either, but you seem to love virtue signaling for that. Oh, what a joke. By the way, wasn't it Psaki that did go to Russia and put on the communist hammer and sickle hat? Yeah, that's right. Worst press secretary ever. Biggest liar in the history of U.S. press secretaries, but that just follows suit with the standard the president is setting. It's all fun and games, folks. Here's Joe Biden forgetting who he himself is in clip one.
Stage, but that's enough, too. Look at the stage. But there's been a little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the First Lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see. Pardon?
That's you, Joe.
That's right. She's fine.
Me. That's not together.
The second lady, the first gentleman. How about that?
How about that? It's all fun and games. We're laughing. We're all laughing. We're all having fun. America's suffering. The world is burning. The U.S. is getting crushed. But we're having a grand old time here in D.C. with Biden and Psaki. It's just a blast. It's just so much fun. And then the media and the Democrats get confused at why we don't hate Putin like they want us to. Because you suck! And we're a little preoccupied dealing with you. And you know what? I'm glad Putin sanctioned you. The U.S. people should have sanctioned you a long time ago. Whatever that means. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. If you appreciate everything we do here. By the way, you notice, you'll see very soon, Alex was on a couple podcasts doing some big work here this week. That's why I'm filling in. He'll be back later this afternoon. He may or may not be popping in. But he's been doing some big work on some other projects. You'll see the fruits of some of that labor soon. But if you like InfoWars being on air, you like me doing Man on the Street content, you like our live transmissions, you like the bonus stuff Alex does over the weekend, shop at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We've got great supplements that you need. Vitamin D3 gummies, great for kids, very popular. 25% off. The vitamin C plus zinc back in stock as well. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. Blood flow, folks. Blood flow. Get VasoBeat Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. Find out what it's all about. The great sleep aids like Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support knocks me right out. Turbo Force puts me right up. 10-hour energy. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And your support there keeps us on the air. All right, let's take a look at something here. Guys, you can give me a doc cam or you can put these memes on the screen that I sent. But see, I'm so sick of this notion that we're supposed to buy into that, oh, the poor gays, oh, the poor homosexuals, they're so discriminated against, it's so oppressive. The entire system props you up. You come out as gay overnight, you're a hero. You have Pride Month. You have all these different Fortune 500 mainstream companies. They all make their logos gay. Don't tell me that being gay in America is an oppressive thing. Don't tell me that if you're gay, you're somehow discriminated against. No, you're praised. You're lifted up, even if you've done nothing. And all of corporate America supports you. So shut the hell up. You're not victims. I'm sick and damn tired of it. And guess what? So are gay people. Because it's all just more liberal BS. And I think that this meme pretty much sums it up, quite frankly. And it's a person with a tuba, and it's the gay pride flag with the LGBT propaganda as the French horn, and they're just blowing it in our face. And it's me trying to live my life, mind my own business, but it's just the LGBT gay global homo propaganda just blowing us up nonstop. And I'm sick and tired of it. And guess what? So is Putin. And so is Xi Jinping, and so is Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, and the UAE, and Syria, and Brazil, and Mexico. And the American media is not telling you anything about it because they hate you, and they're in on the joke. And they just love bringing it to kids, and they lie, and they say, oh, there's a Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, doesn't even exist. And so then the gay mafia goes on to TikTok and does this video just bragging about how they indoctrinate your kids and sexualize your kids in clip two.
Showing up to teach fourth grade the day after the Don't Say Gay bill passes through the Florida House.
And it's this teacher, just everything he has is just gay. His shirt, his shoes, his laptop, his socks, his water bottle, his flags, his computer. Just everything. It's just gay.
Showing up to teach fourth grade the day after the Don't Say Gay.
So there you go. So that's what you get. Gay. It's like, remember we played the videos, all these Democrats just gay. And they don't even realize how they've lost their minds. And it's all just this virtue signaling BS is all it is. Gay people are oppressed. Really? Entire corporate America is against you. Really? You're gay and you run for office? That's the whole reason you're running is you're gay. And you win. Pete Buttigieg, I'm gay. Ooh, you're going to be my new transportation secretary. Oh, you said you're gay, right? Sure did. Right on, man. You don't know a damn thing about transportation or infrastructure or anything, but you're gay, right? Sure am. Well, you got the job. Oh, now you've got the job as the transportation secretary, and now you're going to tell people how oppressed you are because you're gay. It's all about sexualizing the kids, folks. And here's the thing. This isn't about gay people. This isn't about trans people. It's about one thing and one thing only. Pedophiles that want access to your kids. That virtue signal about gayness or transgenderism as the access point, as the conduit to getting their hands on your children. In the classrooms, in the doctor's offices, in the libraries, anywhere they can do it. They're damn pedophiles. They're damn deviants. Even if they're not pedophiles in the definition of the term, being attracted to minors, and they say it's a minor protected, it's a minor attracted person that is in its own protected class now. Even if it's not the actual orientation of being a pedophile, it's about this demonic deviousness to just conquer your children. All right, let's take a look at here at some of the other news before we hand it over to Kate Daly. Biden administration blocks July 4th fireworks at Mount Rushmore for second year. Yeah, they hate America. Oh, Putin's bad. Putin's oppressive. But the Democrat Party just raided Project Veritas' James O'Keefe house. Yeah, tell me about Putin and silencing and censoring free speech again. No, that's the Democrats. YouTube flags Tulsi Gabbard's criticism of War Machine as offensive content. Oh, Tulsi Gabbard getting banned on YouTube now for being anti-war. Well, that says a lot about YouTube. Oh-ho! I'm going to be honest. I have a lot of people that listen to my show that have made a lot of money because I've just been simply saying invest in. And I'm not giving stock advice. I'm not doing this myself. I don't own any stocks. But I've been saying defense contractor stocks, weapon manufacturer stocks are about to go gangbusters. And I have people kind of jokingly saying, hey, thanks, Owen. I made a bunch of money on the stock market because of that. Defense stocks outperform after Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's it. That's it, folks. That's everything. You want to know why mainstream media people push these wars? They own stock in the companies. You want to know why politicians push these wars? They own stock in the companies. And now they double dip with their stocks and their investments. Plus, they just launder this money out of Ukraine now, too. It's just total criminal activity. It's our government. It's our politicians. It's our members of the media. And it makes me sick. Here's some of the hardcore bigotry, though. Daniil Medvedev told he will be banned from Wimbledon unless he denounces Vladimir Putin. So you can't even be a Russian tennis player and compete anymore unless you say how bad Putin is. Plus, take all your vaccines. Save the children, Russian kids being bullied and abused over their nationality. Yeah, that's the hard bigotry of the left. They've never changed. Ukrainian TV host calls for genocide of Russian children. Nice, that's just going full Nazi. That's good. Here's some vaccine deaths for you. 12-year-old girl in Brazil dies reportedly due to heart attack while in her sleep, was vaccinated. 8-year-old boy in Peru developed Steven Johnson syndrome following second dose of Pfizer COVID vaccine. 52-year-old Australian cricket legend dies from massive heart attack. But they made you get that vaccine, told you you had to do it. But now they're realizing it's killing people and they're backing off. J.P. Morgan lifts ban on hiring unvaccinated workers. But they forced you to get that deadly vaccine and think about all the lives it cost.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.